Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, back to wrap things up for a Monday evening. Big show. It's been a really good show. If you missed any of it, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. There we are. And as I said, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be picking up more from college coaches, college head coaches from around the country who join us as well, kind of advertising their school because they can't go out, but certainly that their word can as well. As you know, we are right in the middle of the spring. Not every area in the country has high school spring, especially like they do in the state of Florida, especially in South Florida with jamborees and kickoff classics and everything going on, and colleges down here now in droves, and certainly looking at the 2023 season where a lot of moves have been made. And last year, I think at this time, I told Zach Poff from Max Preps, hey, you know what? Things change in a minute down here because there's so many kids moving schools. Norlin added 19 new faces. Miami Central, obviously, and St. Thomas and Chaminade all did what they could to kind of boost. Western added 16 players as well, 15, 16 players. So it's awfully tough to kind of gauge what's going to happen. But we have a better idea, and Zach Poff has already started looking into his crystal ball for 2023, and he's kind enough to join us. Zach, thanks so much for taking the time. And, you know, each year things get a little bit more crystal clear because these national teams start playing one another.
Yeah, I love it, man. And I already know you can't wait for that Broward County event at the end of August. I mean, they're – talk about some juicy matchups right off the bat. You know, St. Francis Academy and Chaminade Madonna, obviously St. John Bosco against St. Thomas Aquinas. And then, well, you got St. John's and American Heritage. You brought up Western. They'll be playing in that event. You know, Cardinal Gibbons versus Cardinal Gibbons from North Carolina. Yeah. So that's going to be a great event. And like you said, man, it's just high school football on the national scene has kind of just, it gets better each year. And we get to see a lot of these out-of-state matchups we really didn't see 5 to 10 years ago. So it makes my job easier because a lot of the top programs in the country are going to be playing each other.
You and I talked about this Broward County event last year, and I said, you know what's going to get bigger and better. And lo and behold, this year, as they stepped up the game, and already for the 2024 year, they have commitments from Bishop Gorman and Matter Day. So, I mean, you take a look at the – and they, ironically, don't they open the season this year?
It's a lot of stuff happened, man, and it ended up that game did not end up happening, which kind of it's a big blow. But, you know, luckily Modern Day was able to find another opponent. They're going to play St. Francis Academy. And then Bishop Gorman now, they had another open date, so now at least they're going to play Miami Central. So the nice thing is they're able to fill those voids and add a big-time out-of-state opponent too. But, yeah, I was looking forward to that game, but, yeah, ended up not happening.
Yeah, that's crazy because, you know, as you said, Miami Central gets to play a Gorman team. And I told you at the end of last year, I thought Gorman looked as good as anybody.
And, oh, yeah, easily.
And dismantling Chaminade on national TV without six starters. Talk about that team because I know that you opened the year, obviously, with a team like, you know, like St. John Bosco as one of the favorites along with Matter Day. But how does Bishop Gorman figure out in that race at the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, you could make a case Fisher Gorman could start the year number one next year because, you know, you saw last year the team that beat Chaminade Madonna 49-14. A lot of the guys that played in that game are going to be back on the team. We lost some guys defensively on that team that made an impact in that game, but a lot of the guys ended up sitting out that were class of 2023 for the Gills. So a lot of the guys are back. Mike Alejado at quarterback. They got a great offensive line. Elijah Lofton, the tight end, played running back and was scoring touchdowns. It seemed like every drive for Gorman against Chaminade Madonna. So, yeah, they're going to have a strong case to begin the year, number one. They're going to definitely be in the top five. And same with Miami Central. They're going to be in the top five to start the year. Coach Jube did a tremendous job, obviously, in his first year. They got to replace some guys, obviously, Reuben Bain. But they added some big-time transfers. They got a lot of key pieces coming back from last year, especially on defense. So that's going to be a huge game. I believe that game's on September 1st. It's going to be in Vegas. So, you know, the winner of that game, if they go undefeated, is going to have a good chance to potentially finish the year at number one next season.
Right. And you bring up, losing Bain is tough, but you have arguably one of the best defensive linemen for 2025 nationally in Armando Blunt, who comes in. Obviously, that's a kid that could kind of make people, forget about Reuben by his senior year because he's got 2 years left as well. You look at teams like that, and then you look at St. Thomas Aquinas, and I know we talk about them every year. Longest winning streak in Florida, at 24 games. This is a program, 27 games. And this is a program that arguably puts out as much talent as anybody year in and year out. And with the addition of Stacy Gage, along with Jordan Lyle, who's committed to Ohio State, that's arguably one of the toughest running tandems in the country.
Oh, yeah, easily. I mean, you brought it up. He committed to Ohio State. And, Stacy Gage, this is a guy who's been talked about as one of the best running backs in Florida since he was in middle school. So, and he's really lived up to the hype, at IMG and Wharton High School. So I think he's going to have a big senior season. I love that duo in the backfield. You got a bunch of ballers at wide receiver. I love Chance Robinson.
Sure.
And, a guy I like, too, is Justice Fitzpatrick. He's a class of 2026 guy. He had an interception in the state championship game last year. I think he's going to be a big-time baller next season. And they get St. John Bosco right there on, August 26th. The game's going to be on ESPN or ESPN2, one of the two. So that's going to be a huge spotlight game right off the bat for St. Thomas Aquinas. And, you can expect Aquinas to be ranked near the top five, in the top ten for sure. And we'll be coming out with our Max Preps preseason top 25 rankings on June 26th. So that's right around the corner, and you're going to see a lot of Florida teams in there. And I'm also looking forward to see how, I know American Heritage lost a lot of guys, but they're going to have a lot of young talent. We saw what Malachi Toney could do last year as a freshman. They got a great backfield, and I'm looking forward to see what Dia Bell can do at quarterback. And then, Columbus is going to be good again next year too. So those two teams will potentially be in the top 25 to start next year, along with the big-time schools like Miami Central, Aquinas, and Chaminade.
No doubt. Zach Poff joining us, Max Preps. You brought up two guys in Fitzpatrick, who's the younger brother of Minka Fitzpatrick from the Steelers, and then Dia Bell, whose father played in the NBA, Raja, for quite a number of years. So you got some lineage in South Florida. Obviously, a team like last year when a lot of people looked at Chaminade as a team that's going to be able to stand toe-to-toe. Western thinks that they have that. They feel like they have one of the more deeper offensive lines. Quarterback, a kid that's going to Virginia Tech, a kid that's moved around a little bit. Good running game, solid team. And as you mentioned, they'll be in that Broward showcase. A few of the public schools that hadn't been able. Northwestern now has a new coach. Booker T. Washington is the next team up. Obviously, Ice Harris has done a great job. So South Florida itself has done a tremendous job. I think the team that could really be the surprise this year, maybe not a surprise, is Orlando Edgewater. I think that they really underplayed against Jones last year. They were 11-0 going into that game. I thought that they had a chance to, knock heads a little bit with St. Thomas last year in the state championship game. I think that they figure to be one of those teams that can move in the mix. Christopher Columbus is another team. You know, we talked about them last year. They came back and could have beaten Central. It was only a 7-point game.
Yeah.
Talk about those teams, you know, teams that we don't hear about much, the Apopkas, programs that, you know, generally are pretty good.
Yeah, and you brought up Western. They're an intriguing team. I'm looking forward to see how the transfers do there. You brought up, you know, family lineage, and you talk about Davi Belfort, man. His dad, Vitor Belfort, was a bad man in the UFC and fighting in a bunch of different MMA organizations. I'm a big fan of Davi's game, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing him next year. I think Homestead's going to be pretty good next year again, too. They bring back a lot of talent they lost in the, you know, 7A state title game to Aquinas. But I love Cortez Mills at wide receiver.
Yep.
You know, they got a new coach, obviously, as Simpson left to go take a position with Nebraska. But I think Homestead's going to be a team that opens some eyes next year. I think they're going to be pretty good. And also, I know it's not South Florida, but I'm looking forward to seeing how Lakeland does.
Yeah,
with Marvin Frazier taking over as head coach.
They obviously
they got to replace a lot of guys too, but they still got talent.
Good stuff. Zach, I appreciate you, brother. We'll definitely have you on when we crack that new preseason poll. And again, as always, thanks so much. We'll keep following you.
All right, my man. Appreciate you, Larry.
You too. Zach Poff, Max Preps, ends what a great show. Danny G, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.